Mr. Douglas, Douglas, Ivy, Ivey, 625-69. Today is 8/19/2024. Our patient is a 55-year-old gentleman, married, no children. He's a fabricator, F-A-B-R-I-C-A-T-O-R. He doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink. He has a history of hypertension. He has a cardiologist that put him on pravastatin, not because of high cholesterol, but to keep him from developing blockages, he says, period. And he paragraphed some 9-10 years ago. His blood pressure was quite elevated. They told him he had a small stroke. And since then, he's been on lisinopril and has had no other issues or problems, period. And he paragraphed today, while he was bending over, he developed dizziness. And then he had some right arm tingling. No chest pain, no shortness of breath, no hematemesis, hematochezia. His symptoms have not completely resolved. He never lost consciousness. He is very awake, very alert. He's had some issues with sinus congestion previously in the past few days and some allergy-type symptoms, period. He paragraphed surgery, neck surgery, gastric sleeve surgery. He lost 150 pounds. But has gained some back, so total now has lost 110 pounds from the time he had the gastric sleeve surgery. Medical problems, kidney stone, migraine headaches, history of hypertension, COVID immunization, none, family history, coronary artery disease, CABG in dad, diabetes in mom. Labs 2 months ago showed no evidence of diabetes. We're going to repeat his blood work, including testosterone, B12, and RPR today. Medication includes lisinopril 20 milligrams a day, pravastatin 20 milligrams a day, aspirin 81 milligrams a day, glucosamine 3 tablets a day. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress, allergy none, 216 pounds, 98%, 97.7, 16, 64, 135 over 81. Heart positive, small positive, two, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck show, JVD, skin shows, no rash, or mucosal with analytical, neurological, total neurological examination. Detailed neurological examination is totally negative at this time. Number one, dizziness associated with bending over, consistent more with a BPV than a TIA. Nevertheless, with history of stroke, he deserves a CTA of a carotid and the brain. Number two, LURAP small vessel disease. Number three, his carotid ultrasound shows no blockages. No significant blockages. Number four, he has a history of aneurysm, and a family history of aneurysm, so CTA would be helpful in that as well. If not, MRI would be the next step. Next number, we talked about going to the emergency room, but he definitely does not want to go to the emergency room now. Put that in big letters. Next number, we'll call patient with the results of the blood work. Next number, CTA is scheduled for Wednesday, 9 o'clock. Next number, I recommend that he stay home tomorrow. Next number, I added Plavix to his aspirin at this time, one a day. Next number, previous medication as before. Next number is always discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. And he was given ample time to ask questions. Thank you.